This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Research into the mistreatment of students at what were called Indian boarding schools will continue in Colorado until at least the end of 2027. Governor Jared Polis signed legislation that continues a program being run by History Colorado. The initial period of the study ended in 2023, but now the effort will continue by looking at how children were treated between 1880 and 1920 at 9 federally supported schools in the state. Oral histories and listening sessions will be held across the state. Colorado has been running really large Tabor surpluses recently. This year, lawmakers made new plans for some of that money. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state legislature has to give the Tabor surplus back to taxpayers in one way or another. Maybe the best known method is Colorado's Tabor refunds, which have been worth anywhere from a couple hundred to a couple thousand bucks per household lately. But this year, lawmakers are using the surplus to fund major new programs. Nearly $1 billion a year may now go to a tax credit for low-income families with kids, along with some other new social benefits too. Surplus money will also be used to pay for an income tax cut and various business incentives. All that will mean smaller Tabor refunds. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools has hired its first director of Latinx Hispanic Student Success. Patricia Hurrieta will work to raise Latinx student and achievement in the district. She'll focus on the recommendations of La Raza Report. For more news of the day, come to denverite.com or cpr.org. It's 5:06. This is CPR News.